You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. A multi-state outbreak of the measles, a highly contagious respiratory disease, has public health departments on guard. The measles outbreak reminds commentator Gary Joyner of how the disease spread during the Civil War.
The Civil War in the United States was one of the most traumatic events in our country's history, claiming the lives of more than 600,000 soldiers. During the sesquicentennial of the Civil War, we've heard a lot about the major battles, Gettysburg, Antietam, Shiloh, Fredericksburg, and yes, even about battles near us in the Trans-Mississippi. Despite the casualties in battle and death due to wounds following the battle, what we have not heard a lot about is disease, malaria, smallpox, tuberculosis, dysentery, and measles. The fact is that two-thirds of the soldiers who died during the Civil War died of disease, not their injuries. For those of us fortunate enough to have seen the demise of polio, measles, mumps, and other virulent diseases, it's hard to think that a childhood disease like measles could have such a devastating effect. Many of those who answered the call to arms came from farms, from the country, where they had not been exposed to the crowds of people in towns and the diseases that spread quickly in close-packed populations where there is poor sanitation. Those of us who were children prior to the development of the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, can likely recall our bouts with those diseases. While measles and rubella have many characteristics in common, they are not the same disease. Rubella was often called the red measles or the German measles and generally lasted only a few days. There was not much of a danger to children as to their pregnant mothers because it can cause miscarriage and can create abnormalities in the fetus. On the other hand, measles itself is a highly contagious disease that is serious to all age groups but is more likely to cause complications in very young children and in adults. The CDC indicates that one of every 1,000 children will develop encephalitis or swelling of the brain, and one or two of every 1,000 children who get the measles will die from it. It is obviously not a disease to take lightly, especially when you think about Civil War era medicine, where the cures were often much worse than the diseases themselves. While researching the diary of William Henry King, a Civil War soldier from our area, I was surprised to read that his company elected their medical officer. So becoming the doctor for that group was more a popularity contest than an academic achievement. One of my favorite stories about measles in the Civil War involved the Texas cavalry summoned to participate in the Red River campaign. These horse soldiers, under the leadership of General Tom Green, were tough guys, and I know that not because they had the tough reputation of Texas soldiers, but because one regiment of them rode 60 miles per day in an effort to get to northwest Louisiana and to defend Texas from Yankee invaders. I know they are tough because they rode at night because they had the measles. Measles affects the eyes and can cause blindness, so they covered their eyes with their hats and slept during the day. Those of us who had measles as children can recall our mothers requiring us to stay in a darkened room to protect our vision. The first vaccine was licensed in the U.S. in 1963, and in 2000, measles was declared eliminated from the U.S., but that history changed during the recent holiday season, and we once again acknowledge the power of infectious diseases and are reminded that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is a history professor at LSU Shreveport. History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.